Forest City Ratner has been working on a proposal for the Brooklyn Rail Yards for 2 years. The six-block project has won the support of the governor, the mayor, and other elected leaders. But stung by the controversy over the Jets Stadium, the Transit Authority, which owns the rail yards, decided to auction them off. Forest City took advantage of its long lead time by putting in a far glossier, longer, and more detailed bid than its rival, Extel. Unfortunately for Forest City, its bid was also far lower, by $100 million. The MTA was not happy.
This is, on many levels, a major situation for the board. The dollars involved with the Ratner proposal are unacceptable.
That's board member Barry Feinstein. Earlier this year, he expressed unhappiness with what many considered a lowball proposal by the New York Jets for the Hudson Rail Yards. Sources say he wasn't prepared to vote for another bid that was far less than the MTA's own appraised value, $215 million. But he was ready to negotiate only with Forest City. So was Nancy Blakeman, who chairs the Real Estate Committee.
Basically, the only thing that was missing from the Forest City Ratner proposal was money. We don't owe anything to anybody, but I think that's why it is the wise decision to go with, for the moment, exclusively to Forest City Ratner to have them come up with more money.
That might have been that, all the board members publicly ratifying a deal they'd worked out in private. But member Michael Pally wasn't having it, spurring rare public disagreement.
Community deserves an answer, but it deserves the right answer from this board. Going through a 45-day period with the Ratner proposal, of which we have no assurance that they're going to come up with one more cent, the better thing, in my opinion, is to do both at the same time. I agree,
but
we shouldn't make it today,
but
I would rather do it in September knowing all the facts.
Excuse me, but what I walked away from those briefings feeling that the Extel proposal was incomplete.
MTA Chair Peter Calico, a major New York City real estate developer himself, was not interested in revising the resolution.
I've been in business for 38 years, and I've achieved a modicum of success, though I've had my ups and downs. In all those years, I have never sent two tenants a lease for the same space at the same time. It's just not right. It's immoral. It's not the way I like to do business. Ratner knows that Extel is out there.
This is, of course, not a lease. It's a 45-day negotiation with one of the bidders on a multi-million dollar MTA property.
All in favor of that, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
The resolution passed handily. An Extel spokesman said it also wanted the right to negotiate and would consider its options. Those options, the spokesman said, do not include litigation. As for Ratner, so confident of its success that it wrote in its proposal that its bid would be approved this week, a spokesman said the company was pleased with the MTA's action. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.